I've brought a special toy for you today. Do you know what this is? Correct. A flashlight. How very astute of you, Master. This is how I plan to relieve you today. Be honest with me, Master. You've thought about purchasing one before, correct? Maybe having a manor full of attractive maids is too stimulating for your curious mind. If I wasn't in charge of the expenses, you could have surely gotten away with it then. Not to mention, someone else would probably intercept the package before you could get to it. Truly a dilemma. Don't worry, Master. This was a discreet order, just for you. Since I've spent so much time playing with your member these past few days, it'll be the perfect fit. If there's anything else you'd like from me, Master, let me know, okay? Your pleasure is my utmost priority. With that being said, do you have any special requests today? You must be dying to ask me for something. Don't be shy, Master. Starting with a simple request, I see. I suppose I could adjust my vocabulary a little to better serve your needs. Is that all? Surely there's more than that. You want to feel spoiled? I'm afraid that's a little too abstract for me to act upon. Oh, I see. I understand exactly what you want from me, Master. You like my boobs, don't you? I figured, considering how much you've been staring at them since yesterday. I noticed, Master. Given their size, I've naturally grown observant of those who have a tendency to ogle my chest. Your apology is unnecessary. While it normally makes me uncomfortable, if you're the one staring, Master, then I will gladly accept it. Honestly, I'd be a little disappointed if you found me unattractive. But enough about me. You want to touch them, don't you? Go on. They're all yours. Squeeze and fondle them to your heart's content. That's right. Keep going, Master. They're even softer when you can touch them with your hands. How about squeezing them a little harder? Your fingers are practically melting into them. With how well you're groping my boobs, I'm getting a little caught up in the naughty mood myself. Can you see my nipples poking out from under my dress? Your fondling is making them erect. Here, use your thumbs to rub them. Considering this is your first time, Master, your technique would drive any woman wild. So, how do my boobs feel? Thank you. I'm glad my body is to your liking. If you want me to spoil you, Master, I have an idea. Would you like to suck my boobs? I bet you'll love it even more than only touching them. Your eyes just lit up. You love that idea, don't you? Lie down, Master. I'll handle everything. Could you raise your chin a little? Thank you. Now I can lower my nipple right into your mouth. You're quite eager, Master. Squeezing and sucking my boobs at the same time. Don't bite too hard. My nipples are sensitive, you know. That's good. Keep sucking. Just like that. We've been so distracted by your mouth and hands, I've nearly forgotten what I came for. Let me give your little guy a hand. We've kept him waiting long enough, don't you agree? This is the hardest you've ever been. To think I could have such an effect on my precious master. It's time to put this fleshlight to use. Let me squeeze some lube on your manly cock first. And now, I'll insert the fleshlight. Try not to come too early. What a cute moan, master. But don't get too distracted. I want you to keep sucking on my boobs. If you don't, I'll have no choice but to pull you in even deeper. Like this. You look so helpless in this position that I couldn't help but tease you. Apologies, master. Still, your moans are a little on the louder side. If someone were to listen in through the door, it would be a little troublesome. Keeping your mouth firmly pressed on my boobs should prevent any suspicion from arising. Please, keep sucking on my nipples, master. I'll tend to your aching cock. Are you enjoying the fleshlight, master? I used a specialized heater beforehand to maximize the realism. There's no need to say anything. You can just nod for me. The sounds it makes while swallowing your cock whole are incredibly erotic. While I'm sure you're well aware of what a fleshlight is, let me give you a brief refresher. To put it briefly, a fleshlight is a sex toy modeled after a vagina. And while that may be common knowledge to you, what you don't know is that I had this particular fleshlight modeled after me. Easy there, master. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. If you get too excited, we won't be able to enjoy this for much longer. I wanted your first experience with a fleshlight to be truly special. So it ended up being another specification for the order. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to determine how close it is to the real thing, but I'm sure you'll find out soon enough yourself. I'm getting all sorts of delightful reactions out of you today, master. You're latching on to me like a baby. Can you feel every fold and crevice inside the fleshlight, sliding up and down your cock as I stroke you harder and harder? No matter how hard you suck, master, nothing is coming out. If you want me to lactate, perhaps I could ask my friend for some supplements next time. I've learned not to ask where she gets her supplies from. Either way, she always delivers. For now, I'll be the only one receiving any kind of milk. Don't forget about your tongue, master. Good boy. Good boy. Keep swirling my nipple around with your tongue. Cover them with your saliva while groping my other breast with your hand. breastfeeding while stroking your hair. It's almost enough to make me feel like a mother. Excluding this dirty cock. Forget about all your duties as master. Allow your brain to turn to mush and accept my sweet embrace. Here, why don't you suck my other poop too? It deserves a little attention. While you're occupied, will you be okay if I stroke you a little faster? I'm sensing you're nearing your limit. It's fine. Understood. Keep paying attention to what's in front of you, and I'll handle the rest. Since the fleshlight is modeled after me, we can act like we're having sex. I want you to think about that when you come. Think about how it feels to spray my insides with hot semen. Imagine how good it feels to pound all of your lust into me. You can do that for me, right, Master? Good boy. I can tell you're nearing your limit. There's no need to hold back anymore. You've been doing so well. But it's time to let go. That's right. Keep thrusting your hips into the fleshlight. Come for me, Master. Release all your pent-up desires into your headmaid's pocket pussy. Well done. You're coming so hard I can barely hold the fleshlight still. What's more, you're still latched onto my nipples. You must really love them, Master. I'm glad. Your orgasm has finally subsided. I hope the distractions will be kept at a minimum until tomorrow. Master, while I would certainly enjoy babying you for the rest of the day, we still have some work to do. Do you mind letting go of my breasts? Thank you. When you're free, I'll let you play with them as much as you want. This fleshlight came in handy today, too. Compared to yesterday's mess, cleanup will be a cinch. I'm surprised you still nearly filled it up with your semen. I don't believe this amount is normal. What's with the long face, Master? Didn't you enjoy yourself? You're wondering about how I molded the fleshlight. I'll admit, it was an utterly humiliating experience. Making one does require a mold to be used, with some external help. I won't get into the specifics, but the process ended up being a little more exposing than I had imagined. As to the matter of who, I had the assistance of the friend I mentioned earlier. She needed some help getting back to her feet in the past, which in turn has me calling in a few favors from her from time to time. She's reliable in a pinch, so I thought, who better to ask? Master, if you were so worried about who I was spending time with, I ask that you throw those sort of notions away. I would never let another man lay their hands on me. I am yours, and I always will be. Do keep that in mind for future purposes. Well, now that that's been settled, let's move on to a less stressful topic, shall we? I need to clean up this flashlight. Once I'm finished, I'll somehow figure out how to sneak it back into my room. You're late, Master. Once you've changed, head to your office. I'll meet you there shortly. What's that? I can't do that for you, Master. Leaving the fleshlight in your room implies that you plan on using it alone. I believe the whole purpose of me visiting was to perform the service for you, was it not? Precisely. If there was ever an occasion where your urges are too much for you to handle, you call me. I'm glad we could come to an understanding. Get dressed. I'll be taking my leave.